From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A judge says a Michigan sports doctor who sexually assaulted young gymnasts and other girls will be in darkness the rest of his life.
My page only goes to 100 years. Sir, I'm giving you 175 years.
Larry Nassar pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting seven people with his hands, but the hearing has been open to all of his accusers. More than 150 women and girls have given statements or had them read by others. Nassar worked for USA Gymnastics, which trains Olympians. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is now looking to interview U.S. President Donald Trump about his firing last year of former FBI Director James Comey and one-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. It's part of Mueller's ongoing criminal probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders was asked Wednesday if Trump would evoke executive privilege to not answer questions.
I can't speak to the specifics of that. I can tell you that the White House has been fully cooperative and will continue to do so.
Mueller is investigating whether Trump obstructed justice when, as Comey says, Trump asked him to drop his probe of Flynn's contacts with Russia when he was heading the FBI's Russia probe. At least three people were killed and 20 others were injured in an attack on the Save the Children office in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. Save the Children COO Carlos Carraza confirmed the deaths. This is VOA News. Twin car bombings in Benghazi, Libya, killed at least 33 people and wounded dozens more on Tuesday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The first car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salamni neighborhood. A second car bomb went off in the same spot about 30 minutes later, with the apparent intention of killing police and rescue workers. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told his Indonesian counterpart that the U.S. military is willing to work with the country's Special Forces unit.
We know that we can learn a lot from them, and we must work together on this larger problem.
Mattis's visit to Jakarta comes as Indonesia looks to modernize its military and is more willing to push back against China's territorial claims. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said on Wednesday the White House will unveil a framework to move forward on immigration legislation.
This framework will fulfill the four agreed-upon pillars: securing the border and closing legal loopholes, ending extended family chain migration, canceling the visa lottery, and providing a permanent solution on DACA.
On Tuesday, U.S. senators expressed differing expectations for what Congress might produce on immigration topics. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it was time for serious negotiations and that everyone needed to make the most of the opportunity. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said that to achieve the solution, the Senate is going to have to be mindful of one another and of reality.
There are a lot of issues relative to immigration. The list is pretty lengthy. And there are important issues that should be considered. It is unrealistic to think that we are going to propose or even agree on a bipartisan comprehensive immigration bill in 14 days.
The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump imposed new sanctions Wednesday aimed at halting North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. The Department of Treasury placed sanctions on nine entities, including two China-based trading firms that helped export millions of dollars of worth of metals and other materials used in Pyongyang's defense sector. Pope Francis on Wednesday condemned evil of fake news, saying journalists and social media users should shun and unmask manipulative snake tactics that foment division and serve political and economic interests. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.